Hey, you wonderful people, welcome to my channel. We are doing the 19th Myers-Briggs model test. Okay, this is a well-known test, very popular these days actually. So this Excel worksheet has about 40 questions, like you can see there. Okay, total of 40, which will give the Myers-Briggs model in terms of the 8 dimensions of thought, which are extroversion, introversion, sensing, intuition, thinking, feeling, judging, and perceiving, which are designated as typically as E, I, S, N, T, F, J, and P respectively. And these scores will be added and totaled based on where you answer yes over here. Now, the Excel download link is in the description box. You can see for yourself, okay? It's fairly easy to use Excel worksheet, and it's going to result in a pie chart which looks something like this. Now, what does this pie chart mean? Okay, first of all, the Myers-Briggs model is basically a pair of 4 opposites, which gives us totally 8 dimensions of thought. Extroversion, introversion is fairly simple. Sensing versus intuition, which means individuals who prefer sensing to focus on concrete factual information and details. The sensing people, they are practical, observant, and rely on their senses to interpret the world around them. That's why it is sensing. Intuition, on the other hand, are people who are more focused on patterns, possibilities, and abstract concepts. Basically intuition, basically imaginative, future oriented. That's the second bunch. The third pair of opposites is thinking versus feeling, which is again fairly obvious. People are left brain sort of. They prefer logic, objectivity, and rational analysis. They value fairness and consistency above all things. They use the left brains essentially. The right brain people, feeling people, the artistic people, make decisions based on personal values like empathy, consideration of others' feelings, and so on. They are compassionate, sensitive to others' needs, and prioritize harmony and cooperation. The last bunch, which is a little more tricky to understand, is judging versus perceiving. The judging individuals prefer doing things by organized, structured way, to plan ahead, more like Saturnian kind of thing. See there, I put astrology everywhere, I'm linking astrology to these things. Perceiving. These are individuals who are flexible, spontaneous, open to new experiences, right? So these are the pair of 4 opposites, ways of interaction based on Jungian psychology, okay? And therefore, because of this 4 combinations, totally 8 types, it gives rise to about 16 archetypes of personalities. These are each one of these types, INTJ, INFJ, ISTJ, which is fairly popular again. Details are over in the next sheet over here, if you want to look it up. What are the types? INTP is basically a logician, and this each of these boxes considers description, basically. I'll go through the first one for your benefit. Innovative inventors with an unquenchable thirst for knowledge, INTP, the logician. Characteristics, they are analytical, objective, curious, and abstract thinkers, because it relies a lot on intuition and internal person. Daily life of INTP often immerses themselves in learning and exploring new ideas. They prefer flexible routines and need time to think. Work, they will be good at. Ideal roles involve research analysis, creative problem solving. They excel in academia, technology, and innovative sectors. In relationships, they value intellectual conversations and independence. INTPs might struggle with emotional expression but are loyal and supportive when they feel understood. Last one I have covered for each box is the compatible type. INTP is compatible with ENTJ and ENTP. Now, relationship, I have done a separate one which will come to in the next sheet or so. Okay, I didn't want to confuse this too much. This is the basic description. You can go through all of them, classified as 4x4 matrix. First one is the analysts. This column is analysts, then diplomats, then sentinels, okay, and then explorers, last one. And each one is compatibility. You can see their daily life, you can see their work, you can see their relationships, how they value relationships and so forth. And so you can understand the basic structure of a Myers-Briggs model and what their styles are. Essentially, you can consider these people as your archetype, Jungian archetypes. Okay, this is one of the models. It's useful in its own way. And finally, after you have answered yes here, best answer would be one yes, maximum go with two. Don't go more than two yeses in one question, right? Let's say how you prefer to spend your weekend, attending social events or gatherings, reading a book or engaging in solitary hobby, planning activities on practical needs and details, exploring new ideas, analyzing new strategy, connecting with friends or family. So just pick, I have picked in random for this test subject two here. So essentially we will get a pie chart like this. Now I have classified these colors based on combinations of four. So extroversion, introversion is light blue. And then sensing and intuition is light pink. And this is light purple. Thinking and feeling, judging and perceiving, light orange. The reason and how you, reason I made this is because you need to read it as a combination. So how do you read this as a combination? What one of the 16 types is this person, for example? Go with the highest of the extroversion, introversion. Extroversion is the higher one of the two. Okay, so extroversion 12%, so E, and similar way all the four. So it's E, N, T, J. This one is an ENTJ kind of person. Then go to type description box. There is ENTJ. Over here is a commander. And see the description here. See the description, see the daily life, see the work strategies, see the relationships, see their compatible types. So this way you can take a test for yourself, for your family, for your friends. Download links are in the description box and you can go ahead and test yourself. Now to extend this to astrology, how it works. Extroversion is essentially Rahu or the north node of the moon combined with Mars. This is the most extroverted creature. It will go out there and it wants attention, it wants to get stuff done. Introversion is basically, I have highlighted as Ketu or the south node of the moon astrologically. Sensing is more of Venus and Mars put together, combining the two. Jupiter and Ketu will make intuition, very good one. Thinking will be Mercury and Jupiter together. Feeling, of course, only Moon. Judging will be Saturn and Sun together, because both are good judgment characters. Perceiving will be more of Jupiter and Venus put together. That's the characteristic. Later, we'll be exploring more of Myers-Briggs with respect to dating, with respect to relationships. It'll get more and more interesting as we unwind here. Okay? So explore this, download, take it for your friends and family, make it fun, don't get all wound up about it, it's just a personality. Okay, take care, be safe.